Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Hey, this is Will Duffy, sitting in for Bob Enyart. You're tuned in to AM670 KLTT, and you're listening to Bob Enyart Live. This is my favorite radio talk show. How about you, Joe Scott?
My absolute favorite.
All right. Yeah, that's my guest today, Joe Scott of Pro Life Colorado and ProLifeColorado.com. Bob is on vacation. And we are doing a live show today, and Bob deserves a vacation. And if this is not your favorite radio show, then you have a problem. But to open the show today, I want to talk about a tragic story, something tragic that happened yesterday in Nebraska. I guess somebody murdered about 10 innocent people, and this murderer is from Bellevue, Nebraska. Did you hear about this, Joe?
It's tragic. I heard.
I mean, it's really sad. I'm not sure how many in the audience know about this, but Leroy Carhart from Bellevue, Nebraska, murdered 10 innocent babies yesterday at his abortuary.
Late-term babies at his abortuary, and he does that several times a week, every week. But guess what, Will? He never makes headlines.
That's right, never makes headlines. And worst off, about 4,000 innocent children died yesterday by abortion in the United States, and that did not make headlines yesterday. In somewhat lesser news, a kid, also from Bellevue, Nebraska, walked into a mall yesterday and shot and killed 8 innocent people. And why did he do that, Joe?
I don't know, Will. Why?
Well, it's tough to say, but we live in a culture of death.
That's right.
Abortion is okay. It's okay to kill your innocent children. They teach evolution in the public schools.
It's okay to kill your grandparents.
It's okay to kill the elderly and the sick. And that's what we're turning this into. Suicide is an acceptable means, and it's also a way out for these people that want to murder. It's their way out.
It's tragic, and the people in Omaha, Larry Donnell and his crew, they're on the streets outside of Carhart's abortion clinic every time it's open, telling the girls the truth, saving babies, and I'm sure this kid that walked into that mall saw that, and I'm sure he's been privy to a lot of the controversy in Nebraska about abortion, and what is it teaching him? It's okay to kill.
That's right, and I was shocked. I probably shouldn't be. That this kid, I'm not even going to mention his name. He's not worthy of that. For any of you guys that saw, he said that he's going to be famous before he did this afterwards. But anyway, he's from the same city that Leroy Carhart is from, who's probably in the top 3 most notable serial killers, abortionists in America.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else, Will? The mall was in Omaha, right?
That's right.
Well, there's an abortionist that lives in Omaha. His name is Severson. And he killed yesterday, too. And we don't know how many he killed yesterday, but he didn't make headlines either.
That's right. It's sad. I don't know what we got to do about it. But people out there in Radio Land need to know one thing, that every day is 9/11 for the unborn. Every day. We lost 3,000 innocent people on 9/11. Yet we lose more than that every single day to abortion. And I know that we have a lot of listeners out there who disagree with this radio show's stance on abortion. And I'm going to challenge you today. How do I know you're out there? I know you're out there because you guys email us all the time at how we're wrong on our pro-life stance and you're right on your pro-abortion stance. Well, now's your chance. We're opening up the phone lines. We want you to call. And we want you to challenge us. Our phone number is 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. ENYART is spelled E-N-Y-A-R-T. And let's find out how strong you are on your position.
You know, I haven't seen any decent pro-abort arguments lately at all. I mean, they talk about an egg being a person, and they can't add 23, come up with a person. 46 chromosomes, that's one person.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but I really hope we'll get phone calls if we don't at only shows where you're at. with your drive-by emails. But now's your chance. We're on AM 670, which is America's most powerful Christian station. We've got 50,000 watts right now. More powerful than KOA. Lower on the dial. And we're giving you the opportunity to come right now and preach your pro-abortion position to Christians in seven states, online, in other countries, everywhere. We're going to give you that chance. And I really hope someone's got someone from the pro-abort side has the courage to call.
So do I. But in the meantime, Will, what's going on with your Stop Planned Parenthood project?
Hey, we've got a lot going on, and I'm real excited to update the audience on everything. And the biggest thing we need is we need your help. We need your help to stop Planned Parenthood. And don't be mistaken, Planned Parenthood is evil.
Amen, brother. They don't know how evil. You hear about the abortions every day. You don't hear every day about the lives of the women they're destroying, about the lies they're telling women, about the information they keep from women about breast cancer and other hormonal problems they're going to have because of abortion, and all the chemicals they pump them with when they're young through birth control and emergency contraception or emergency abortion is what it should be called.
Yeah, the list goes on and on, and if I could only tell you what they hand out to kids in schools, you would be shocked. You would know right away how evil Planned Parenthood is. But what's our goal? Our goal is to stop Planned Parenthood, and right now they are trying to build an abortion super center right here in Denver, Colorado.
Biggest one in the country.
Biggest one in the country by far. And we owe it to the unborn. We owe it to give a voice for the voiceless. If we stop them from building this facility, they can't kill children there. That's the facts.
Will, yesterday, a local employer in Denver called and gave me a telephone number. He said, you tell those employees, call me, I'll give them a job. Wasn't that cool? We could use more people in Denver calling with job openings for these guys who walk onto that job, don't know what they're doing, find out they're working for Planned Parenthood, but they're afraid to quit because they don't have another job to go to and they have families to feed.
Yeah, that's right. It's a tough situation, and what that guy did is very noble. And if anybody else is looking for work and can maybe help someone walk off the job site of building the nation's largest abortion mill, give us a call and let us know.
Yeah, we found out yesterday we can use a megaphone. That was cool.
Yeah, that's great. They're using all their construction equipment out there, making lots of noise, and we need a megaphone to let our voice be heard. And the cops said it was okay, and we were just out there preaching the gospel, educating them, letting them know what they were doing, what they were a part of. And the thing that baffles me is that these executives of these companies, Bill Hornaday, president of the White's Company, Gary Megason, senior vice president of the White's Company, they're paying these guys, you know what, 10 to 15 bucks an hour to build a literal death camp.
Literal. And not everybody on there is getting it, but as we're there every day, showing them the truth every day, it's going to sink in even more and more. You know, you were talking about you wish you could tell people what a Planned Parenthood is given to school-age kids. Well, I showed one to the officer yesterday. He was shocked. Shocked. He said, and to 11-year-olds, too. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's shocking, but these top executives are living in their million-dollar homes, paying these guys, you know, almost nothing to build a death camp, and they're probably getting a kick out of it. They're probably wondering why these guys aren't asking more money to build something like this. This is a modern-day Auschwitz.
They don't care what they're doing to that neighborhood, but they certainly care what's happening in theirs, don't they?
Yeah, they do. We have a presence there. We have a pro-life, prayerful presence in the neighborhood of these top executives who are building this nation's largest abortion mega center.
And so they're going to their city councils and they're whining. But what are the poor people up at 38th and Pontiac going to do?
Yeah, they have no say. They're not going to do anything. Their lives will change.
Yeah,
their lives will turn upside down when this place opens.
I know. It's already turning upside down. Thank God for the Christians up in that neighborhood that have contacted us already. Want to help.
Yeah, it's been great, the feedback we're receiving. But can you imagine waking up every morning and knowing that this slaughtering, this shedding of innocent blood is taking place right outside your backyard?
I know. It's terrible.
It's devastating. But they don't care. They're in it for the money. And I want to say right now that Bill Hornaday, the president of the Whites Company, and the Whites Company is the general contractor for this building. And a neighbor came up to us, and we were having one of our prayerful pro-life presences in the neighborhood, and said that Bill Hornaday was a strong Christian. She was shocked that Bill Hornaday was building the nation's largest abortion clinic. I'll tell you right now, I know a Christian when I see one. I am a Christian, and Christians don't build death camps.
That's right. They don't.
Bill Hornaday is a fraud. If you know Bill Hornaday, if you go to church with him, if you know what church he attends, please give us a call, because he needs to hear from his pastor about this. He needs to hear that how sinful this is, how he's complicit in the child killing by building this facility, because the fact remains, if he will not build this facility, they can't kill kids there. The ball is in his court. He has the power to stop this, and he's made the decision not to.
That's right. I know that one of the, what was it, just a worker that we're visiting, or is it a subcontractor that we're visiting? And when he was told by Hornaday, hey, it's just, don't worry about it, the president's being picketed too, right?
Yeah, that's a great story. We had our Rally for Life last Saturday, December 1st, which was fabulous. We had 300 people turn out, and there was one subcontractor on the property, on the job, and that was the first day he found out what he was involved with. He saw our signs, which were very simple. It said, keep out.
Yeah.
And we're asking Planned Parenthood to keep out. Planned Parenthood is unwanted in that neighborhood, and they don't seem to care. Planned Parenthood thinks being unwanted as an unborn child is a crime punishable by death. They think being unwanted is the worst thing in the entire world, yet they're unwanted right now. They're unwanted in Denver. They're unwanted in this state. Why won't they go away?
Because they're better. They feel they're better and more important than those little babies whose little arms and legs are being ripped right off of their bodies. Poor little baby girls and boys, slaughtered to death by Planned Parenthood because they're unwanted. And whether or not Planned Parenthood is unwanted or not, it's going to continue because it could care less. It could care less about anyone or anything that gets in its way.
Yeah, that's right. And so he found out that day what he was involved with. He saw our signs. He heard our hymns. And he was shocked. He was sick to his stomach. He was devastated. He went home and told his wife. They couldn't believe it at what the Whites Company, with their deception, had pulled them into.
That's right.
Into doing this. And worse off, the Whites hadn't paid this subcontractor.
Really?
They hadn't even paid this subcontractor for the work that he had done. And it's just devastating. And he made a call, and he ended up getting some protesters at his house. And he made a call and to Whites, and he said, I can't do this. You guys didn't tell me what I was involved with. I've got people coming to my house, and their response was, oh, they're going to the president's house. No big deal.
Oh, I see. So he's now quit, right? And he wasn't paid not just for that one day. He wasn't paid for over 2 months. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So Whites is a big billion-dollar corporation, and they can't pay a subcontractor for 2 months? Maybe they knew. Maybe they knew this guy would quit when he found out what happened, where he was and what he was building. And maybe they figured they'd just skip out on paying him completely. But I don't think that's what happened.
Of course they knew. That's why they've been lying all along about the nature of what's going on, about the nature of this business, about the nature of what this project was. It's because they know people will quit when they hear that they're involved with that. And I want to talk about Gary Megison. Gary Megison is the senior vice president of the Whites Company. And his neighbor came up to us when we were doing a protest at his home and said that he was a Catholic, that his family were strong Catholics. And we did some research. And sure enough, someone anonymously sent us the St. Jude's directory from 2007.
St. Jude's Catholic Church?
St. Jude's Catholic Church right there in Lakewood. And sure enough, he's in it. And we've protested his home at on a Sunday when he's come back from Mass that morning, and he was interviewed by the Denver Post, and he actually denied his faith.
Oh my!
He denied his faith.
So this is really a strong, faithful man. His faith seems to me to be more in his wallet than it is in his God, or the God of the universe. His wallet is more precious to him.
Yeah, it's really sad. And all I can say, folks, is that their eternal souls are at stake here. And that's why we're in this fight. When we go to their homes, we're there to preach the gospel. Because they're renouncing their faith over something like this. And it's really sad. But the phones have been off the hook with pro-aborts. Not really. I think they're afraid to call. We have a John calling right now from Fort Lupton. John, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Hey, I had written an email to one of the people who were working, I guess no longer work there at the Whites where they're building the abortion mill. And I was explaining to him that, you know, back when Hitler came to power, early in the days, it was the up-and-coming recovery from World War I, and everybody was very admirable of what was going on there. And he made Time magazine's cover, and he did a whole bunch of these great things. But now we look at history, and we see the horror that he brought on. And these people who are building this abortion mill, in the future, they're going to have stories on the History Channel and all Discovery Channel and all this, telling about how backward and how horrible we were to the babies in America, especially when it starts really hurting our economy, that we don't have the consumers that we've had in the past when we were making babies all the time.
Yeah, that's a great point, John, and I'd like to thank you for your call. And here's how I look at it right now. One day, this country is going to look back, and it's going to say, it's going to be shocked, and it's going to say, man, I can't believe it used to be legal to kill your own kids. Right now, we look back and we say we can't believe that it was legal to own slaves. We can't believe that it was legal to own blacks as property. We can't believe that it was legal to kill Jews in Germany. The same thing's going to happen here in America. We're going to look back and we're going to be shocked that it was legal to kill your own kids. And I want to talk to the younger generation of listeners out there. I'm 24, and you young people out there in your 20s, teens, 30s, we've got two options. We only have two options right now, and you need to take this to heart. What are you going to say one day to your grandkids? What are you going to say one day to your grandkids? Are you going to put your little grandson on your lap? And is he going to ask you to tell another story about how you fought to stop abortion so that he could live in a country, so that he could survive after he became a person at fertilization? Or are you going to get a call from your granddaughter that the population police came and arrested her husband, found out she was pregnant, and took and killed her unborn baby from her?
Forcefully.
Forcefully. Those are your two options. That's it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do now for the future? What are you going to do now for the future of this country? Because it's going to get worse. They've got forced abortion in China right now, and I don't think most people know about that, what's going on in China.
No.
There is forced abortion in China. We just read a story from the LA Times and how a woman was almost, I think, 33 weeks pregnant, and her husband knew some government officials and was almost positive that he could convince them to allow her to have her baby, have their baby. And so when she was almost to term, he took him out to a nice, nice dinner to break the news to him, and they did not care. They came, got her. She's almost to term, and they gave her unborn baby an injection, killed it, pulled it out of her, and that was it, threw it in the trash. They've got forced abortion in China. And Joe, who funds forced abortion in China?
Ooh, maybe Planned Parenthood?
There you go. Planned Parenthood of America financially funds China's forced abortion program. Where else are you going to hear that besides this radio show? That should make national headlines.
Folks, I know that some of you sitting there listening to this show are saying, I don't want to hear about abortion again. Well, you have to hear about abortion again. It's obvious to us that you haven't heard about it enough. There aren't enough people on the streets. There aren't enough people up in arms. There aren't enough people crying out for the lives of these children. These are people. People in the United States every day who are being slaughtered. Because you can't see them doesn't make them any less of a person. Because you think it doesn't affect you doesn't make them any less of a person. Because you don't want to be involved doesn't make it any less tragic or any more dangerous for us in the future. We are destroying our younger generation. We saw yesterday the result of abortion in Omaha. And Brian Raba has told you over and over and over again in Colorado that abortion was tied to his son's death and all those tragic deaths at Columbine. And still, where are the people to fight this? Where are they? I'm getting old. Not that old, though. But I am getting old, and I'm at all these pickets, and I'm running constantly. There need to be like 1,500 more of me out there. And 1,500 more Wills. He's working himself to death. He is. He's working around the clock to get this Planned Parenthood to shut down. We need a lot more help. We need a lot more people, and we need a lot more funding.
That's right, Joe. We need help out there. And let me tell you right now, it is tragic. You know, it is tragic that 8 innocent lives were taken in Nebraska yesterday. But they're no more human beings than the 10 Leroy Carhart ripped to pieces out of the womb.
No.
No different.
No different. And the murderers are no different. Yeah, there is a difference. Leroy Carhart kills every week. Severson kills every week. O'Laughlin kills every week. Goodman kills every week.
Warren Hearn
kills every week. The difference is we don't care. As a nation, we just plain don't care. We don't care if they're killed by RU-486, which is in the first 8 weeks. We don't care if they're killed by partial birth abortion 4 inches removed. We don't. Because what we care about in this country, we go to town for. Let the Broncos win a few games and see that stadium fill up. My fantasy is to see that stadium. How many people does that hold?
It's got tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. That many people be as excited about Jesus Christ and doing his work in the streets as we see every week in those stadiums.
Hey, Joe, a lot of people like to say that if the church decided to end abortion, they could end it overnight. But I like something you've told me better. If you could only get one of those football stadiums, if you could get that many people, that's all it would take to end abortion. Right there.
Yeah.
And we don't have it. If you're out in the audience and you're ready to do something, if you're ready to stand up for the worst Holocaust the world has ever known, which is going on right now, in this country every single day, over 3,000 little innocent human beings are killed by abortion from the moment of fertilization all the way through 9 months of pregnancy. Don't kid yourself. If you're ready to do something, step up to the plate and you found the right place. If you want to help stop Planned Parenthood, I've got a couple of websites for you to go check out where you can find out how you can help, and anyone can help. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter whether or not you have methods of transportation. You can help. We have so many things we need to get done. The two websites are familiesagainstpp.com. Familiesagainstpp.com. We are Families Against Planned Parenthood here in Colorado because Planned Parenthood destroys lives. They destroy women. They destroy marriages. They destroy families. We are against Planned Parenthood. And the other website is thewhitescompany.com. Whites is W-E-I-T-Z. And I have a challenge right now. I have a challenge for the listening audience on something that you can do today. The Whites Company is building this death camp, which we've now called Auschwitz, and they need to hear from you. They need to hear that what they're doing is wrong. If you do not contact the Whites Company, basically you're holding their hand on the way to hell. They need to know what they're doing. They need to repent. They need to turn to Jesus Christ. Their souls are at stake. And I want you to take your first step in the pro-life movement and do something and give them a call. I want you to call the Whites Company today. Call them tomorrow. I'm going to give out their phone number right now on the air. It's 303 860-6600. That's 303-860-6600. I want you to call the White's Company and speak from your heart. Let them know what they're doing is wrong. Ask them to repent. Preach the gospel. Your voice has got to be heard. They are killing the voiceless, and that's why they do it. They're killing the most innocent among us, and that is disgusting.
So, Will, you've been in this fight now for about a year. Close to a year?
Close to a year.
Close to a year. And since you've been in the fight against abortion and out on the streets, haven't you seen God move in ways you never would have thought he would?
Oh, I definitely have. You know, God, from the beginning of creation until now, is only looking for one thing, and he's looking for his people to repent, to turn to him, and to be used by him.
That's right.
And I see that right now in the pro-life movement. And if you ever make it down to the abortion clinic, maybe in Denver at 20th and Vine, Tuesday through Saturday, if you make it down there, it's a place of death. You can feel how gross it is to be down there because that's what's going on. And you can really just see God working. Unfortunately, we don't have enough people right now who are willing to be used by God to end this thing. And that's our goal.
Yeah, that's our goal, is to end abortion, not to stop some abortions. That's what protesting at the abortion clinic will do. It will stop some abortions, but it's not going to end abortion. We need an outcry like this country has never heard. We are Christians. We're brothers and sisters, and we have Jesus Christ at the helm. There's no reason for us to lose.
That's right. We're going to win eventually. I just hope it's sooner than later.
So do I.
And the biggest thing we can do right now for the unborn, the most important thing we can do for the unborn, is pass a law that says if you get your parents' permission, you can kill your child. That's... Oh, wait, never mind. That's not the most important thing we can do. But why is that the attitude of so many pro-lifers in this country? Why is that the attitude of National Right to Life? Because they're wrong. The most important thing we can do right now is to return personhood to the unborn. And if you want to return personhood to the unborn, you can. How do you do that? You sign a petition right now. Go to coloradoforequalrights.com, sign the petition, and then in November, get out and vote. All we have to do is get this on the ballot, vote in November, and we will return personhood to the unborn, and that will eventually lead to the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
And not just the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but during this fight, we're going to educate the entire country that personhood is where the fight needs to be. Once you make it illegal to fight, once you make it illegal to kill a person and include the babies, it's illegal. You can't kill them anymore. It doesn't go back to the states.
That's right. I want to leave everybody with one last thing. We have got to honor God in this fight. We cannot disobey God in pursuit. We cannot do evil that good may come of it.
That's right.
If Satan came down right now, he would be willing to give up all abortion in America as long as one Christian was willing to sacrifice one innocent child, and that would be wrong.
And it would fly in the face of God.
That's right. It would be wrong. We have got to honor God in this battle. Please go to familiesagainstpp.com, coloradoforequalrights.com, and check us out at kgov.com.